everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I have a very, very special treat today for you guys. I'm so excited to talk about this topic. We're going to be talking about nutrition and ASD. Now, who we have here today is somebody that you're just going to love to meet. Her name is Dr. Margaret Furtado, and she is from Tesseract, and she's going to be talking about everything that makes sense with nutrition and ASD and the product that they have, and they can't wait to share it with you. So welcome, doctor. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you, Kristen. And please feel free to call me Margaret. Thank you so much for inviting me, especially on World Autism Day. I'm especially honored, and I can't be more excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you. And I know that what Tesseract does, we're going to get into it, but they have a medical grade food. So as you guys are watching, she's going to explain all of this because it's still kind of new to a lot of us. So before we get started, can you explain the microbiome imbalance in the person, that somebody that might be on the autism spectrum disorder?
Absolutely. Thank you for that question. So first of all, backtrack something. What is the microbiome? Because people might hear that all the time, or microbiota. Basically, we actually have more bacteria than actually human cells. Can you believe that? Wow. So we have trillions of bacteria in our bodies, and they form what I'd call bacterial neighborhoods that we call, as a collection of those neighborhoods, the microbiome. So it's the whole sphere of bacteria, including all of the different bacterial neighborhoods. Okay. There are some particular bacteria that are considered good bacteria and other bacteria that may not be as healthy for us. So it's believed that people on the autism spectrum disorder, ASD, that perhaps they have some bacteria that are, quote, not as good, not as healthy for them. I'll talk more about what happens. So basically, in the human body, most of the bacteria that we have, trillions, are actually mostly in the large intestine or colon. And they are like worker bees. They ferment fiber from foods into what we call short chain fatty acids. I won't get too, I'm both a registered dietitian and an MD, so I can get a little technical, but I'll try not to get too technical. So there's something called short chain fatty acids. So there's acetate, the shortest, propionic acid, that's the middle one. And then a butyric acid, that's the largest. So we think of, different bar stools, almost like Goldilocks, which one was the three. So the middle one is the one, a propionic acid, that seems to build up in people who have ASD into very high levels, and it can actually cross the blood-brain barrier. But that makes up some of the 90% of bacteria in the human body in the large intestine feed on these three short-chain fatty acids. But the main ones I want to talk about today is the propionic acid, the middle one, and the butyric acid, the healthier one, because people with ASD have too much of the middle-sized one, the propionic acid, and not enough of the large one, butyric acid. So it builds up, and it can cause behavioral problems and gastrointestinal issues that I'll talk about more as we go on.
So when you're talking about, and I want to make sure I say this right, propionic acid,
yes.
What exactly is that? I feel kind of silly. I've heard of that, but I don't really know what that is.
It's a great question. So so it's what we call a short chain fatty acid. So those worker bee bacteria, when they get into our large intestine after as they're digesting our food, mostly fiber, they break down that fiber into like their really preferred food, which we also call prebiotics. So probiotics are the actual bacteria you take. Prebiotics are food for the bacteria. So these prebiotics include these short chain fatty acids. So the shortest is acetate, that's two carbons. Propionic acid is three. It's three carbons. So it's basically a food for the bacteria that has three carbons. And then butyric acid has four carbons. And that seems to be healthier. So propionic acid is just a three carbon short chain fatty acid that's food for the bacteria, that is made from these worker bee bacteria from the fiber in our diet.
Okay. And so when you're talking about, all these different types of acids, right? Like sounds like it's crazy, because I know some people watching right now, because I'm pretty knowledgeable when it comes to diets and foods and supplements, but this is something that we don't typically talk about,
And not even in medicine, because I was a registered dietitian, master's level, for 23 years. And I have always been like a geek of bacteria and prebiotic, probiotic geek. So I was giving talks on this 15 years ago when it wasn't cool. And my dietitian friends were saying, here's a bacteria lady to talk about it. And with all due respect to medicine, I'm a fairly new physician. It's not taught in medical school. And many physicians may not be looking at it, with all due respect to medicine, Western medicine. So it's not out there very much, but I suspect it's going to be more and more prevalent as we're seeing hopefully more and more progress and improvement in possibly ASD symptoms with the use of this changing in the short chain fatty acid balance.
So, you know, why does it become important for a person with ASD to supplement with butyric? Am I saying it right? Butyric acid?
Yes. Very good question, Kristen. Because the quote, person who has like a normally functioning gastrointestinal tract and or may not have ASD, many times can produce more of the butyric acid, the four carbon one that seems to be healthier for the gut and also healthier for the brain. But someone with ASD, this seems like for some reason, we're not sure exactly why, their body wants to make more of the propionic acid and less of the butyric acid. And okay. That propionic acid, the three carbon short chain fatty acid, it can cross the gut-brain barrier and the blood-brain barrier. So it can actually go into the brain and actually cause, they think, behavioral issues, inflammation of the brain. And also in the gut, it can actually cause constipation, diarrhea. Do you know, Kristen, it's estimated about 70% of children with ASD have GI problems.
Wow.
70%. And so they're tracing it back to perhaps an imbalance of this propionic acid, too much. And when someone with ASD, when they try to make more of the four carbon one, the butyric acid, unfortunately, what happens is it comes with a lot more propionic acid. So it just worsens the whole problem. They have too much of the three carbon propionic acid and might have more behavioral issues, cognitive issues like foggy thinking and constipation and or diarrhea. So with the AURX, it helps balance it so that the butyric acid goes up and then the propionic acid goes down.
Well, and I know so many, you know, of the kiddos, and when I say kiddos, if anyone's mm-hmm. watching, if you've seen any of our interviews, you've heard me say this a million and one times, I don't care if you're 2, 52, 92, you're somebody's kiddo. And we definitely see so many digestive issues, you know, and sensitivities and constipation and diarrhea. And mm-hmm. I think we probably talk about poop more than any other community.
I love it. That's my kind of community.
It feels like something that, you know, when you first get the diagnosis, they don't tell you, they don't say like, hey, poop is going to be the most important thing. Mm-hmm. They talk about therapies, you know, they talk about, you know, maybe what to expect or behaviors, but they don't talk about that. It's the most important thing ever is to get that poop under control, because
Absolutely.
That's what is affecting the behaviors. That is what's going to help enhance the therapies. And you can do all Yes. the therapies you want in the world. If that kid doesn't feel good, that kid's not going to do good. And we say that
Absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the gut is so important. They estimate there are actually millions of neurons, so brain cells in our gut. Can you believe that, Kristen?
Wow. It's, you know, they talk about it being the second brain, but really it's the first brain.
Absolutely.
This doesn't work without the stomach going in.
Right. And our immune system, they estimate 70-80% of our immune system is actually in the gut.
Yeah. And I really do wish that people would understand that more. You know, we joke, you are what you eat, but it is really true. You are.
Absolutely.
You are what you eat. So we talked about butyric acid. Those that are familiar with that might know that it definitely has a foul smell
and a
pretty horrible taste. How did Tesseract overcome that issue?
Great question. Believe it or not, they've actually wiped out entire neighborhoods, like with OSHA, when they tried to actually just not contain pure butyric acid because it's so foul. It's volatile, actually. It can be explosive. Wow. So what Tesseract is, they have something called it's a patented Cylock technology. So they put pure butyric acid, it's called a dextrin fiber cage. So they essentially like locked it like in a vault, but allowed it so that your body can absorb it at a superior level. And it won't get broken down in the stomach. It'll get absorbed in the GI tract where it's needed. So that's really pretty much unprecedented that it doesn't smell, even either taken as a powder with the AURX, or we have another product for adults in a capsule form where it does not smell. You can't taste anything or smell anything. So it's really unprecedented, all because of that Cylock technology with the dextrin fiber cage.
And so just to kind of just go back a little bit, because as questions come in my head, I'm like, somebody's watching this, they probably having the same question. So with AURX, That is a product made by Tesseract. So, and just so you guys know, Tesseract is one of our partners. They're helping families with autism. We're just so grateful. And AURX is a medical grade type of food. That's mm-hmm. That's their category. So what you're talking about, Margaret, is that there's two different ones. There's one that's in a powder form. That's more for children. And then they have one in a capsule form. That's, you know, geared more towards adults. So just if anyone's listening, that's what this all, we're all talking about this exciting stuff. Am I getting right. that right so far?
Right, right. And the adult one is called Probutery, and that's more for people with IBS and everything. And we made this as a medical food, and it's been called a medical food because they have found improvements that it can actually help with autism. So if we can actually legally say that okay. it can improve autism symptoms, that's why it's a medical food. But kids, it's harder to swallow a capsule. So that's why it's in powder form, and you mix it in a liquid. But you just want to make sure they drink it within 30 minutes of mixing it.
So the AURX, can somebody that's not a child take that as well?
Sure, absolutely. Especially if they don't like capsules.
Okay. So it doesn't matter the age then?
No, but typically we often refer adults who can swallow capsules perhaps to the capsules rather than the powder.
Okay, just because I know there's people out there who are like, well, my kid is 22 and doesn't swallow capsules. So absolutely. I want to make sure that they understand that. Absolutely. Now, does early intervention make a difference?
Absolutely. So they feel the earlier they're better. They haven't done human studies because even ethically, I was talking the other day to one of my colleagues, and ethically we wouldn't want to, I'm not sure that we can really do human studies with children and giving some this AURX, which has shown benefit, and others just a sugar pill, because I don't think it's ethical to not give someone something that could help them, especially early on. But what we do have out there are some animal studies actually with rodents showing really early on, like baby rodents, if you will. And of course, I'm not saying humans are the same as rodents. But with the rodent studies, they found the earlier they gave them the AURX, it actually caused reversible changes in those rodents who had behavioral issues, and some actually that had muscle issues where they were contracting their muscles uncontrollably. Giving them the rodents, the AURX, it actually reversed, so that actually they were normal again and they could contract their muscles fully. And others that had like behavioral issues in rodents, I'm not sure how they measured that, but those were actually reversed the younger the rodent was. And so it's believed the younger the child is, the less time that harmful excess propionic acid is building up in the brain. So that propionic acid, there are some that build up a little bit of propionic acid, some children moderate amounts or medium, and some high levels. And that's very unique. Everyone is different, but it makes sense that the longer someone has had that higher level in the brain, the perhaps less chance they may have of like a completely reversible recovery, if you will, with some of the symptoms. So I think the earlier, the better.
I think that we see that a lot, you know, with a lot of different therapies out there. And we always are saying the younger, mm-hmm. the better, but I want to say, because
it's never too late though.
Yeah, never too late. The window, I don't believe, closes. I have a son who's going to be 19. Actually, in a few days.
I can't believe that.
Now, I'm like, I don't know how that happened, but it's happening. And, you know, we still see him. We still see his growth. We still see mm-hmm. new mm-hmm. things emerge. He's still, you know, climbing that ladder. So if you're watching, yes.
Never too late.
You know, what I know today, I wish I would have known when he was 2 years, 4 months when I got his diagnosis, but mm-hmm. some of this stuff didn't exist then. So, right. you know, we're getting better as a whole, I think, in the autism community, trying to find new ways to help our kids be able to reach their fullest potential. So I want to say that absolutely. So nobody writes us and says, no. Oh, you said this. No,
it's never too late. Never too late. Never too late. And this is, and the diet is so important, because the Western diet, unfortunately, the typical Western diet of, you know, eggs and meats and not much fruits and vegetables doesn't give good prebiotics or food for the healthy bacteria. So that can also worsen issues. So it's even in addition to taking a medical food type product, really looking at the diet and having the parents or the person themselves with ASD change even a little bit of their diet, have more fruits and vegetables and have more healthy fibers. You can actually help your body to get better food, if you will, for the healthy bacteria and the healthy short chain fatty acids to help with the butyric acid, have more of that and less of the propionic. And never too late.
Well, and I know there's a video too. I think his name is Joey. That's one
yes.
of the videos.
That's amazing.
If you guys haven't seen that, I know it's in our library. You guys can see it there, but you can also go to their website and see it. But it's so inspiring, and it's such a great video. It's very, it's made very well. So
that brought tears to my eyes. I mean, that the the family, I mean, that's amazing. I could see in their eyes the, you know, how important it was and the improvements in a short period of time. But it may take about, on average, 4 to 6 weeks to perhaps see some improvement. And I can't promise everyone will see improvements, but typically it takes about 4 to 6 weeks.
Will they see any type of negative reactions or is there anything that
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. And if anything, it should help with constipation and diarrhea because she's changing the short chain fatty acids for less of the propionic and more of that butyric. Many times helps with you know, constipation, diarrhea. So even if it may not help with maybe behavior or other things, it hopefully should help with the GI, any GI issues and help at least help the child to be more regular.
Oh, that's fantastic. And if, let's say a child's on other supplements or other medications, is there any, because it's a medical grade food, does that mean that there's no like issues with crossing over between a supplement, another supplement or a medication?
Well, as both an MD and an RD, registered dietitian and a physician, I always say, of course, always check with his or her healthcare provider. I never want to overstep whatever boundaries. And but in general, I'm not aware of any interaction.
Okay.
Many foods, for example, milk and milk products are high in propionic acid. So what I would also recommend is that perhaps if they're starting AURX and they're having these GI issues, check again with their healthcare provider, but they may want to have a week or two without milk or milk products or cheese and maybe without fiber, just to kind of have like a baseline and allow the butyric acid, the really healthy short chain fatty acid, to kind of get in there and do its job rather than continue the milk and milk products and continue the fiber that's going to compete and cause more of that propionic acid.
Yeah, I know here at Autism Hope Alliance, we highly recommend no gluten, no dairy, no soy, if at all possible. Obviously, look at your sugars. We're not a big fan of those either. Not to scare all the parents watching, but there's a list. If you ever want to tell you, just email me. I'll give you the list. But yeah, I'm a big believer in diet and I'm a big believer in, you know, the children just like, you know, feeling good. And
absolutely,
often they don't have language or they might not be able to express what they're feeling. And they quote unquote get in trouble through their therapist or school or wherever because they can't communicate that they're not feeling good yet.
Right.
It's their stomach that doesn't feel good and it causes a headache or it causes bloating or it causes constipation or maybe diarrhea. The list goes on and on. So I love that there is a medical grade food that can help with this. I just think it's fantastic. So how would you recommend people use AURX, you know, because it is a medical food?
Sure. I would recommend just consistency, number one. So I would perhaps like one scoop twice a day and take it the same time. And probably most likely taking it with the meal is going to be the most effective, especially if they're taking it with a meal with fiber. I would take that AURX with that meal to really help it do its job, to decrease the propionic acid and increase the butyric acid. And take it daily, ideally the same time and every single day without fail. Because if you take it for a week and then you skip it for a few days, you may go back to ground zero, right where you started in terms of how effective it might be. So, and again, allow about 4 to 6 weeks to see a difference.
Can it be put in anything that's heated? You know, is it only supposed to be in like a juice or something cold, or like, does it have a taste? Can you put it like, let's say in coconut almond milk kind of type of
Sure. thing? Yeah. There's no taste to it. So you can put it, sure. I wouldn't necessarily heat it, but I would, cause I'm not sure, to be honest, if it could break down with heat. But I think any beverage, the beverage of their choice, of their choosing.
Or maybe what about like, can you, since it's a scoop, could you maybe just put it like on like the first bite of applesauce or something?
Oh,
like
sure.
That
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
All right. We're always trying to find ways to kind of get stuff in.
Yeah, but the big thing, Kristen, is within 30 minutes of mixing it in to fluid or to liquid or possibly applesauce, make sure they take it in. And consistency is key every single day.
So where can they purchase AURX?
So TessMed, T-E-S-S-M-E-D, is Tesseract's website, but also on Amazon. So either one of those, and they can get either 30-day or 60-day and also auto-renew if they so choose.
Can I just say how much I love that you're on Amazon? I know there's all this stuff about Amazon and all these people are saying we shouldn't do this, that. As a mom, and I don't get involved in all that stuff. Because here's the thing. As a mom of a child with autism myself, most of my ordering is happening like all like wake up at like 2 in the morning and go, I need to order this. It's so nice just to grab your phone and literally just go, okay, I can just get it on Amazon. Like, it's so much easier. And, you know, we have a lot of partners and they give us, you know, coupons for our families, which I love. I think it's fantastic, but I'm always encouraging them, like, please let people use it on Amazon, because most people aren't going to individual websites anymore. We're going on Amazon because it's fast. It's free shipping. You know, it's going to, you know,
I use it too.
Yeah, when it's not COVID, you know that it's typically going to be at your house within 2 to 3 days.
Absolutely.
I honestly, as a mom, again, I don't get into all the political, whatever mumbo jumbo it is of Amazon. As a mom and a mom of a special needs kid, can I just say thank you? It makes life easier. So that's all I have to say.
You're welcome. On behalf of Tesseract, you're welcome, Kristen.
So for the families that are watching right now, you know, I'm sure that medical grade food might be something new to them. I know it was something new to me. I'm still learning through you guys. So it's not a supplement, you know, it's not a medication. This is a medical grade food, which basically just means it's going to do what really all of our food should do. Unfortunately, all of our food doesn't do this. Right. So you guys are making sure that our food, the food that you're making, AURX, is going in there and it's doing what it needs to do. So that way our system does what it, you know, the best it can do. I know families right now, though, are probably still, maybe just sometimes, you know, you might be watching this at 1 o'clock in the morning. You might be watching this before your kids wake up. You might have had a hard day. You might have, you know, maybe your child, you know, had a hard day at school, or maybe, you know, the doctor told you something that you didn't really want to hear. I know I've had those days. I still have those days. You know, and that's why the Autism Hope Library is here. It's really to make you know and make it known that you're not alone. You know, these amazing companies are here to help us. You know, the doctors like Margaret are here to talk with us. But, you know, Margaret, what can you give them as some type of words of encouragement right now to let them know that they aren't alone, that, you know, there are people like you and Tesseract that are really standing with them and cheering them on?
Thank you, Kristen. Again, it's an honor to be here. I want to say that keep the faith. There are advances every single day. And just what I know as both a registered dietitian and a medical doctor, the AURX formulation is something that really can help. Even if you don't see changes within 4 to 6 weeks, it could be improving your child, or perhaps if you have ASD, they could actually be improving your large intestine, improving your brain. And just keep the faith, because there are going to be more and more improvements as time goes on. And this is one of, I think, an amazing development in nutrition, and nutrition could be acting as medicine. So keep the faith. Things will get better, and there's always a way to, even in the future, to even find more developments. But this is something I think could be incredibly helpful for a lot of people. So it's something I'm very excited about.
I love it. Well, thank you, Margaret, for being here. I've learned a lot. I'm really excited. I've already known about your guys' product clearly, but I love learning more and, you know, just, you know, digging deeper into exactly what AURX is. I think right now for families that are out there, definitely check them out. It's always great to have another tool on your tool belt. And that's really what this is about. Maybe it's for you, maybe it's not, but here's the great thing. It's an option that you might not have known about before today. So thank you, Margaret, so much.
Thank you, Kristen. My pleasure and honor. Thank you so much, Kristen.
And to everyone else out there, remember, don't give up hope. And as Margaret said, there's so many advancements being made in nutrition today. Until next time, bye guys.